Hello, this is James Grunberg with Unrestricted Warfare on Decentralized.media. We're going to talk about decentralized media with my guest today, Michelle Tavares. She is the vice president and executive director of Dr. Sherry Tempany. Sherry's not with us today, but she is. And we got incredible news. We're going to cover a lot of topics on vaccines, of course. And towards the end of the show, we'll talk about solutions to big pharma, big medicine, big media. We're going to cover it all today. Stick with us. But let me go play a couple of videos that mocked Joe Biden last night because he was terrible at the State of the Union address or whatever you want to call what happened. I mean, it was pretty embarrassing.
We're going to buy American. We're going to buy American. Some trade rules. Buy America has been the law since 1933. Also caps and won't even go into effect until 2025. By the way, that law was written and the benefit expires in 2025. New electric grids that are able to weather major storms and not prevent those forest fires.
Hilarious. Electric grids have nothing to do with the forest fires. They're all done by the cabal. But let us continue. Let's go to the next one. This is great. This is the Speaker of the House just making faces. Remember when Fauci facepalmed Donald Trump? Well, this is something very similar, but it's, my opinion, actually better.
Just get over it. I say stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it.
Now, that's not my middle finger. That's somebody who filmed this, but it's pretty darn funny. Now, let's go to one last video because I want to remind everyone we're still at war with the globalists. We're at war with the Agenda 2030 plan. We're at war with the EU, right? The Kazarian, Zionist, Satanist Nazis. That's what we're fighting. Tough if people don't like it. What I got to say.
Security in Europe also means doing more on our own defense. Our common goal should be very clear. We need to turbocharge our defense industrial capacity in the next 5 years. And at the heart of this must be one simple principle. Europe must spend more, Europe must spend better, and Europe must spend European. And this will help us fill the urgent need to rebuild, replenish, and modernize Member States' armed forces, and to keep supporting Ukraine. And in doing so, Europe should strive to develop and manufacture the next generation of battle-winning operational capabilities. And my friends, the EPP is the party that has championed a Europe that can defend itself. And we will be the party that delivers on a defense union. And this topic needs undivided attention. And therefore, we need a designated defense commissioner for the next mandate. This is one of our EPP's deliverables.
Just disgusting. I just got to say it. I mean, Trump ripped the EU a new rear end back in 2017 when he came into office. Why? Because they're only spending 2-3% on state security, on EU security, on defense. No wonder Britain's running out of ammo and tanks. No wonder their ships are failing. No wonder their missiles are failing. They've spent nothing. Trump humiliated them. So now she's coming out and sounding like Donald Trump, really. So let's put things in perspective. The NATO was founded by former Nazis. Yeah, the Hitler Nazis, right? And the EU first president was, oh, by the way, Nazi. It's amazing how they really haven't disappeared. I guess they didn't all die at the Nuremberg tribunals. In fact, they didn't. A lot of them, 50,000 of them, ended up in Ukraine. So we need Russia, the white hats in Russia, to destroy Ukraine. I'm talking about the Nazis, not the people, and then take down and dismantle and destroy NATO once and for all. That's the only way to break the socialist Marxist regime that's in the EU. The ones, oh, let's be Europeans when they're bringing in millions of migrants like Joe Biden is in the United States. Totally crazy. Let's welcome Michelle Tavares. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So I don't know if you even wasted your time last night. I did because I was doing we were mocking what Biden was saying in real time. Josh Reed and I on decentralized media.
I
Did
can
you
listen to
see?
you all day long. You're
Did you see
hilarious.
that? I mean, we had a lot of fun last night. I'll say that.
Well, you're hilarious. I always learn so much when I tune into you, James. I look forward to our conversations.
No, absolutely. So let's talk about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She had a little, I guess, health challenge last year. She's back rocking. The five docs are back, right? Coming up soon.
Coming up soon, yes.
And
I mean, let me tell you.
go
Sorry, go
ahead.
ahead. I was gonna say, I have never met someone, I joke with her sometimes and I say, I'm gonna call you Sherry the Machine. I have never met someone, with so much stamina, so much get up and go, so much focus and discipline to get it done. And she did not let that incident last year own her, which I love about her. She refused to. She said, "I'm not owning that. It's not me, and I'm going to surpass this." And she has, James. Within weeks, we saw her, reaching goals that I think most professionals would probably say would be 6 months away, and she was doing them in 2, 3, 4 weeks' time. Mind you, we pulled in all of our resources, James, and luckily we're in a position to be able to do that. And it's one of the things that we often tell people to do is listen, you got to know who your team is. Pull in your team,
Pull in the team, pull in the team, delegate a little more authority, get some sleep. Seriously, get some sleep.
Get some
Because
sleep.
she's like me sometimes, burning the candle at both ends. It's not always healthy. Eventually, you
I
crash your own
know.
body. And that's not good for the war we're
I'm
in, is
feeling
it?
it too, James. We're all there.
Michelle, I know you work
We're trying to
just as
save the
hard as
world.
Sherry. Let's go into the PowerPoint deck because you gave me a lot of slides. We've got a very big story, Sarasota Memorial Hospital. It's very personal to you, and I want to remind people we're at war. And we cannot allow the people calling for amnesty or saying, oh, we made a mistake on the vaccine pushing. We're not allowing that to happen.
We're not going to forget.
No way in hell. We're going to destroy the big pharma vaccine machine. Speaking of machines, let's get into this. So this is episode actually 53, my mistake, but Fall of Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau. Now that's also a mistake. I will come up with a title soon. I've been in a rush on a Friday. This is Michelle Tavares, VP of Dr. Tenpenny, Sherry Tenpenny. Unrestricted warfare, you'll find us at rumble.com/Red Pill Project. Decentralized media is going to launch soon. We got a MVP, a most valuable product about 2 weeks away. We're going to go into a soft beta at the end of the month, and we'll see how it all rolls. So I want to remind people we're watching a movie. Not only is Joe Biden wearing a mask, which means it's not Joe Biden, this gentleman to the left also is wearing a mask. You see it above his left ear. No one's skin is like that. It's a mask, people. Oh, look. And by the way, just in case this actor named Joe Biden, the sheriff, right? The U.S. Marshal. Was with this guy all the time. And also the podium that Joe Biden spoke had no presidential seal. So the whole thing was a farce, really. But never mind. So I know everyone's freaking out about this, but I'm not. Trump promoting C-19 vaccines. So let me read what he wrote and then let me weigh in. And I'll let Michelle weigh in right after that. The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, actually causing turbo cancer. Turning setback into comeback. You're and capitalize, you're welcome, Joe. 9 months approval time versus 12 years that would have taken you. So he's mocking Joe Biden. I know this has bothered a lot of people, a lot of vaccine risk aware people, but they have to understand a few things. The white hats, the military whites, and Donald Trump, the face of it, had to do what? They had to warp speed the timing of the vaccines because they knew the other side wasn't ready. So Trump did the CARES Act, which is the first thing operation, which includes all the insurance codes, all of the incentivization of COVID murders in all these hospitals. It's what it did. So he's already trapped these big hospitals in actually committing murder. That is going to be exposed. It's a sting operation. Remember, all payments from the federal government to these hospitals have insurance codes, COVID codes, ventilator codes. They got everything on everyone. They know exactly what has happened. I'm talking about the military. This is going to go to military tribunals. So that's number one. Number two, Trump also had to disrupt their timing, but also put the sequences of Agenda 2030 out of order. Why? Because that would make it impossible for them to execute. We are seeing this. On top of that, we've had 5 million citizen reporters in the past year on TikTok, Instagram, young people, a lot of young women, late 20s, early 30s, reporting, deconstructing all the false narratives and everything else. They spot the false flags within 36 hours. It's no longer weeks or months of dissecting. These people are crowdsourcing information and they're destroying mainstream media. That is huge. That wasn't there in 2020. It's here now. And also what I'm saying is, and I've been saying this for quite a while, it's the end of the first quarter of 2024 and Grundvig is nowhere near a FEMA camp. No one is, in fact. Nobody, patriots, white hats, Christian conservatives, none of us are in FEMA camps. We should have been in FEMA camps in 2020. Had Hillary Clinton won, we would have been. We would have been fighting to stay out of one. But that was the plan. So we're nowhere near a FEMA camp. On top of that, as I've been saying, COFIFI, CO, cobalt, V, vanadium, two molecules of iron, was not a mistweet or misspelling by Trump of coffee in 2017. He was telling the world that they had a plan to deal with 5G, the weaponized spectrum of 5G, which is over 25 gigahertz. Because 5G is a spectrum from 15 gigahertz to 100. At 60, it trebles oxygen. Above that, it's a microwave weapon that will destroy you. The whole idea behind the binary weapon of the nanotech in the COVID shots and the 5G was to create a zombie apocalypse. You know, they would have dialed up an outbreak, but we have not seen a zombie apocalypse of any kind. And in fact, the CDC's website that was launched 2018 with a graphic novel called Zombie Preparedness was taken down a couple of years ago. Why? They knew they could never execute the zombie preparedness. So not only has Trump put Operation Warp Speed out of order, it's done a lot of other things. Zombie preparedness, which has saved a lot of liberals' lives, because most of you are vaccinated, you are not going to die from the binary weapon, the second half of the weapon being a 5G frequency that would have killed you in masses, in major blue cities. And you're still voting for Biden this fall, right? If there is an election. Make me laugh. It was Trump who saved you, not Joe Biden. Let's make one more other point. Trump went around the world barely wearing masks. So he knew there was no virus. Number two, he pushed ivermectin, pushed Regeneron, which he took when he got sick with something. And he also pushed zinc and HCQ. So how can he be pushing an actual remedy and then mocking the Biden administration with the fake remedy, right? With the kill shot? Well, you have to start thinking the art of war. This is not a linear war. There's nothing logical to it. The whole idea behind Sun Tzu is defeat the enemy without firing a single shot. Well, no shots have really been fired yet. So this is, you're dismantling the entire cabal. They're dismantling all the puppets to the cabal, which includes an actor playing Joe Biden last night, which includes other actors playing last night in Congress. They're being removed off stage. Let me remind you, Rothschild got what? He got removed. He died 2 weeks ago. On Monday, the Federal Reserve is no longer the Federal Reserve. Go read the January 24th press release. They're stop putting liquidity in the market come Monday. Wow, that's a big deal. So really, the Federal Reserve is dead. It's been folded, you know, 4 years ago in the CARES Act into the U.S. Treasury. So it's not been the Federal Reserve that we've known. And all the debt you read online, people, is with the USA Incorporated. It is a privately owned Federal Reserve Bank. The Federal Reserve of the Rothschilds, they own the debt, not you, not the Republic of the United States. We're $21 trillion in the positive. So you have to separate the corporation that is the Babylon and the Republic, which is coming back, which is us, we the people. Michelle, you have any comment on this tweet by Trump?
Well, I find it really interesting, to be honest with you. I kept thinking when I saw that yesterday, what's the gameplay? Because we know that, I mean, his family knows, he knows. They've been circulating in Clay Clark events long enough for us to all kind of have at least the impression that they're awake and aware.
Correct.
So he's not a stupid man. He knows exactly what play he's going to play next. I've just been wondering, what is the play? Because he knows. So what's the play? So it's quite interesting what you had to say about that, James.
Yep. Art of War. Let's see how it plays out. We don't have all the information yet, so people don't take.
I'm running out of popcorn.
Right, get a lot of popcorn. Right, there's a lot of people emotionally tied to this. I get it. There are three sting operations, Michelle. The other one's obviously the election coup. So that was two in 2020. But the open borders under Biden, that is going to be the third sting operation. So what I mean by that, it's not that the BLM and the Antifa are going to riot in cities again. They're now going to be joined with an international cast of foreign terrorists and Chinese PLA officers. Well, what's that going to trigger? Well, when that happens, it's going to trigger the U.S. military to come into those cities and take over. So it is needed to happen for the invasion to show what the plans were for Agenda 2030, the destruction of America. So we're going to have a near-death experience. But it's also needed for the military to actually legally, through the law of war manual, come in and take down the city. So there is always something we don't know. Keep your mind open because we're going through the storm this March, April, and May for sure. Michelle, there's you. Great picture of you. Michelle Tavares.
Thank you.
Vice President of Dr. T, URL, drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.substack.com. You can find Dr. Tenpenny on Telegram at Dr. Tenpenny. You can find her on X, Twitter at Busy Dr. T. She's always busy, as Michelle explained. And I think it's a fun one, IG, Happy Hour with Dr. T. So those are that. Anything else to add, Michelle?
Oh my gosh. I think the best, you know, we have so many imposters out there, James. Yep. Every time I turn around, there's another imposter account. So I'm just going to let people know, if you want the real locations and the real Dr. Tenpenny accounts, please just go to drtenpenny.com. We have a social media tab. Click in there. It'll take you right to our real official accounts. Everything else is not us.
That's a great point. Thank you for that clarification. Audience, you heard that, go to Dr. Tenpenny because she's got great articles, great courses, great information.
Great authors, including you, James, who's written for us for years. Thank you. By the way, that picture there, that's at a rally in Quebec City. And sorry, Montreal.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there in a moment. I want to get into one of the reasons why I wanted to bring up. Well, one reason was obviously update everything about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. From Groner, her vaccine library of studies from 10,000, like now 17,000, you mentioned?
Oh, way more than that. I think before the whole COVID sham, it was at 17,000.
Okay, so it's really grown massively.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is a library database of studies that she started back in the early 2000s, I believe, correct?
It's a legacy of work. It's unbelievable how much she's collected. I mean, you know how far back she goes. She's not a newbie that just showed up on the scene.
No, this is a quarter century. Years. It's a generation of work she's done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amazing. A lot of sweat and blood in there.
So I want to remind people, you know how the cabal, the money changers, how they actually bribe people in the open, how they launder money open. So remember in 2020, Fauci gets an award out of Israel in the middle of like the summer for $1 million. And it was something like, you know, humanitarian of the year award and related to health. I'm like, really? Fauci's a butcher, a murderer. We know this, right? Fauci's going down to history as one of the most scumbag bastards on the planet. Black Jesuit Nazi is what he is at the end of the day. And what's interesting is they actually give awards to give money to each other. So here's a case in point. Sarasota Memorial Hospital ranks as one of among one of the world's best. It was ranked as one of the top 10 in the United States a couple of weeks before this. So this is the 4th of March. So this is just last week. I mean, this is incredible, this nonsense, and here we are. But it gets better because in 2021, I got introduced to Dr. Stephen Gufanti, who was a retired doctor at the time. He was 70 years old 3 years ago. He got sick, went into Sarasota Memorial Hospital, treated, and he was in there for 11 days, and he had to basically sign himself out of the hospital against doctor's orders or whatever the terminology is. And his roommate was a marathoner, 51, and they're both sick with something, probably shedding from the vaccines because neither one took the vaccines. But they restrained him for 4 hours, Sarasota Memorial Hospital, down below. And of course, when he gets out, he learns that no lawyer in the world is going to go sue Sarasota Memorial Hospital, right? Especially with all the government money flowing in for all the COVID patients that they had, right? And everyone had COVID patients. So Stephen Gufanti was the first one, but not the only one. And his roommate would die 3 weeks later. He was a marathoner, 51, and he died. And his wife had died months earlier, so his children were basically orphaned in fall of 2020. Very sad story. But Michelle Traveras has a very personal story, and we're going to get into that in a moment. But let's talk about your father. Let's go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, he was, I always call my dad the legend, because anywhere he went, everybody knew who he was. He was the man that gave you the shirt off his back. You know, a homeless person would come down the street in the 90s and he'd hand them a $20 bill. You know what $20 was in the 90s, right?
Yeah, it was actually worth something.
Yeah. I mean, he was the man that would run up the stairs and ask my mom for a pot of food so he can come back outside and give it to them. So he was, you know, probably one of the most generous people I've ever known in my life. And the life of the party, you know, dad walked in and like everything lit up, and his favorite line was Merry Christmas. And it didn't matter if it was July or December, that was his line. In fact, you know, there's a bar in Quebec City, that he'd walk into, and he doesn't speak a word of French, right? And he'd walk in there, and as soon as he walked in, everyone in the bar would stand up and say, Merry Christmas.
That's pretty funny.
It is funny. It is funny. He was a good guy, and very much missed. He was my daughter's very best friend. So it was a massive loss for all of us, but especially for her. He was her everything, and I think vice versa. But he was my biggest advocate. He was with me at right here. This was a rally I was speaking at in Montreal. It was over 100,000 people at that event. And he was in the crowd, and he was bawling his eyes out, and he's telling everybody, "That's my little girl. That's my little girl." But
well, you're not so little anymore, but I understand. Not so little. I understand where a dad's come from. I get it.
Right.
Was he born in Azores or born in Canada?
So he was born in the Azores, which makes things really interesting, because his perspective when all this came out, and like all of us, James, we kind of sat back and watched. We knew something was up. We kind of sat back and were like, what's the angle? What's going on here, right? Analytical. Yeah. And dad, you know, he used to tell us all about what happened in the Azores, because back in that time, you know, they were pulling everybody into the army, and he would tell me about all the suppression. Like he said they weren't even allowed to have a lighter. So wow. He recalls the suppression. He recalls, you know, the thumb holding you down, the dictatorships. And he taught us that. He made sure that we did not forget that. That was a part of our knowledge of his history, because it wasn't ours. It was his. He lived it. My mother lived it. So that, you know, he going on to what happened coming into 2020, he was like, there is no way that I did everything to leave that country behind to come here and live through another thumb. So, you know, he was just not having it. He said, everything I do will be my decision, not their decision. If I live or die, it'll be on my terms, not their terms. And this is kind of how he lived life. I mean, everything for him was now. Live now, enjoy now, be here now. I'll tell you a funny story. So my dad was Mr. Fashion. He loved, like, here you see he's matching me. This is in Portugal, actually. And he's, you know, matching me. We did this as a little joke, but, my dad was Mr. Fashionista. So middle of winter, and I was living in Quebec City for a while, middle of winter. And you know what Quebec's like. It's not like Toronto. In Toronto, I could wear heels all winter. In Quebec, I wore these things that look like astronaut boots, because it's snow all winter long. So dad would come out in his fancy white shoes in the middle of January. And my mom would say, what are you doing? Those are expensive shoes. And he's like, look, I might die tomorrow. I'm wearing my nice shoes. And that's dad.
That's a great attitude, because life is short, especially in the age of COVID, PSYOP. And you must live every day to the fullest. You try to be happy every day, and you don't take anger to bed, because that's never a solution for anything. You got to find ways to manage a smile, even in times of darkness and pain.
Absolutely.
Great picture of I guess that's little you. Is that true?
That's little me. That's little me and dad.
Now I understand your little girl. Now I get it.
Yeah, forever his little girl, you know, and apple of his eye. And I'm not kidding. Like I think everyone he'd meet, he'd be like, you know, do you know about my daughter? And you know, there were things he'd remember that I'm like, dad, like, I don't even know if they want to hear about that. But to him, it was magical. And I guess, you know, being the only girl of three children, it was, you know, the spice in the life. That's for sure.
Yeah. I remember.
And I took him with everyone with me. So.
Interviewing you after Gufanti regarding your father dying at the hands of Sarasota Memorial Hospital, essentially murdered, I guess, in my opinion. I don't know. Is that
my
your
opinion
as well?
Absolutely. Right?
So what they did, and you can correct me, is you go into an ER in Sarasota Memorial Hospital and other hospitals in the country, not just there, Wisconsin, LA, New York, right? And the whole idea is to, one, They're going to test you on a spot. You're COVID positive no matter what. No matter what. That gives them, in their mind, the ability to separate the patient, the victim, coming victim, from the family. The family are the witnesses. So the witnesses are kept away. And then at that point, they can do whatever they want. Right? They
put that test,
you in isolation. They ventilate you for 5 days. They remdesivir you for 5 days. This is the Fauci protocol. Fauci, you scumbag. And then if you survive all that somehow, you're going to get hospice drugs and you're going to die. There's no way you can survive this. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was going to happen. So when Dad left in an ambulance, and he didn't have COVID. He didn't even have symptoms of a cold or a flu. It had nothing to do with that. You know, he went in and he was having a diabetic attack. You know, ambulance got there and it was the first thing they said. And I said, you know, you better not swab his nose. I'm just telling you that right now. That better not happen. This man is he was speaking to me on the way out the door. Yeah. This was not a man who needed to be on a ventilator. And of course I walk into ER and I'm like praying to God. I'm like, oh my God, please. I knew the outcome. I just knew in my heart what was going to happen. Cause we've all seen this 1,000 times, right? And now it puts things into perspective when it brings it home. So, you know, what do? They get me on the phone. First thing, and I knew it, James, first thing came out of the mouth, we just tested your dad and he's COVID positive. I said, really? I said, show me the test and I want to know the CT value. What do they think? What do you think they said, James?
No, they don't want to see anything. And they didn't realize you were that smart medically, right? So
they asked me what a CT value was.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. They had no idea how to use the tests that they were using.
This is one of the top 10 hospitals in the United States and one of the top, you know, in the world. Really? And they don't, the basic.
They had no idea. So I spent the next few minutes schooling them on that. And then they were adamant and then, you know, pushing the whole ventilator. And I said, absolutely not. And I said, what did you do to make him need a ventilator? Because he didn't come in here needing one. And I was checking his pulse ox. I was checking everything, James, because I wanted to make sure that, you know, whatever we were doing, we knew everything that going in. So, you know, and then of course, that just gives them authoritative measures and actions that they can play against families. And that's exactly what was happening over and over again. You know, the rights of the patient were taken away. The rights of the families were taken away. It all became, them versus you. And then James, as a family, you don't know what's happening with that patient.
No, of course. In 1866, after the death of Lincoln, the Supreme Court says, you know, an emergency does not supersede your rights under the Constitution. So this has been bedrock United States Constitution. And yet these corporations kind of get away with it. So so they're in deep trouble. I'm talking about Sarasota Memorial Hospital and talk about all other big hospitals like them that behave this way. They're not getting away with this. Not at all.
Well, James, you know, the interesting thing, I'll fast forward. I mean, it was 2 weeks of torture, 2 weeks of hell.
I remember
where we found out they were starving him. They admitted it. You know, I had lawyers involved in the whole
thing. By design, they're doing this.
By design.
Trying to kill him.
At one point, a nurse said to me, oh, your dad tried to punch me. So I sedated him. I said, what did you do for him to try to punch you? What was happening in there that we did not see, that he felt the need to get physical?
What did she say?
So, I mean, she had nothing to say.
She peed down her leg.
He was delirious, you know.
Lie.
He's suffering from delirium. I'm like, well, he certainly knew my name when he walked out the door, when he, you know, was wheeled out the door. Anyway, I'll fast forward it for a minute, but just going back to those tests, I could not bring him back home to Canada if he had any kind of COVID. I wouldn't be able to bury him. So I was adamant, I want copies of those tests. And, you know, they're testing him over and over again. Eventually I got them to admit that the tests were negative.
Holy shit. So they killed him and had negative tests. The whole thing's a lie.
Negative tests. And then they said, well, he had IgG antibodies. I said, well, that means nothing then. So let us in. And then their answer was no, because you might give him COVID. I don't have COVID. I said, I'm going home and coming to the hospital and coming back home. Unlike your staff who have their own lives and maybe going to restaurants and parties and living their lives freely outside of this hospital, I'm proposing to just, I can stay at the hospital and never leave. I can just stay there. Just let me be with him. And they wouldn't allow it.
Wow.
It was It's all about separating the family.
No, this evil hospital is one of the best hospitals in the United States and the world. I kind of laugh at that. There's no way they correct themselves. Yes, there's been a change in the board. You and I went to some board meetings, right? But and they brought in some more people because there is outrage, but they still haven't done anywhere near enough. And by the way, we don't want contrition. We don't want apologies. We want military tribunals. Because the laws in this country, as Donald Trump is exposed, is an entirely corrupt maritime system. We actually need the law of military. The highest court in the land is not the Supreme Court. The highest court in the land is military court. And I guess that's where we're going with all of this when it's over. Michelle.
Well, I think they have, bigger things to be worried about is when this life is over. They'll have a lot of answering to do. And you know, James, down here, this is, I look at this as purgatory. We're going through it. But when we leave here, those are where the big answers come in.
Yeah,
answering to yourself is one of the most difficult things to do.
Right. We're following orders. The Nazis follow orders. The German people follow the Nazi orders. Oh, now we're going. And all the CEO, I forgot his name, at Sirius Memorial Hospital cares about is money. Money, 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 prestige. And it's a cover-up. Everything's been a cover-up for the last 3 years. And I'm still on top of this. I've not left this, people. I've been covering this story for a number of years. I destroyed a Washington Post op-ed right before the board vote. So I basically had the Washington Post by the balls because they couldn't respond to me, because if they didn't respond to me, it'd give me no opportunity to respond to them yet again. So they could. I really tied up Jeff Bezos, billionaire company. I had them by the balls because they couldn't respond to me, because the truth would have come out for all the people in Sarasota County voting for the hospital board. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, James, one of the things that we found out later on was that some of the sedations that people, that the hospitals were using, were actually causing respiratory distress.
Of course.
And leading to the need for BiPAPs and ventilators and things like that. And they knew that their ventilators had over a 20% death rate on that, but that wasn't what interested them, right? We knew that these hospitals were receiving funds for putting people on ventilators, for calling the deaths COVID. I think it was $39,000 for putting them on a vent, and an extra 13, if I'm not mistaken, for calling it a COVID death. So luckily that, you know, my dad did not end up with that label, but I was on it. And most families wouldn't have known enough to be on it. They wouldn't even know what a CT value was and keep asking for it. But I was adamant about wanting that information. And, you know, we had an autopsy done. So I wanted to make sure that there was no questions about what we were saying, that it was happening.
Did you have a
father.
Toxicology report related to the autopsy?
Yes, we had that done as well. So we wanted to, I was checking to see if they had done anything else, you know, because we don't know. Like I said, you're not there.
There is direct nefarious, and then there's just neglect nefarious. Right. Or a slow death through Fauci protocol nefarious. But, you know, it's really sad. He's gone. Obviously, he was the bedrock of your life. I get it. You were the flower of his life. I understand that totally. I'm there with you. We're going to go back into the PowerPoint because we're going to cover it really at a speed level. Some of the amazing work that Dr. Sherry Temping and you are doing related to vaccines and going back to vaccine fundamentals, because the bioweapon is not a bioweapon. As Dr. Astrid Zuckerberger on my show 2 nights ago said, there's no phosgene, there's no oxygen inside these COVID shots. Therefore, it is not bio at all. It's mechanical. It's nanotech. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a nano weapon of mass destruction. But all the other vaccines are dangerous. And we're going to get into this right now, because this is something I'm very familiar with after the last 20 years of my son being vaccine injured, autistic. Now it came up with the right title. Big hospitals coming downfall. That is coming. We are going to get into it. So here, there's Joe Biden. There's that. There's this. There's Michelle DeFonte, her father, Michelle and the father. And now we're going to get into, let's talk about this. Go ahead, Michelle.
So most people know Dr. Champagne as, you know, the vaccine danger expert. And I just want to, I want to put a little plug in for her, because I worked alongside her for several years. And James, like I said, I don't know anybody who works this hard, and this is her entire life. You know, she's literally dedicated day and night to this. And I don't say that lightly. She was texting me at 6 o'clock in the morning saying, hey, look what I found. So it's no joke that, you know, she's pretty much given her life to this, and is the number one resource for many, many people, including doctors and people, you know, in positions of power, like in political positions, who still turn to her for information. This is a really important course. It's problematic ingredients, and it goes through adjuvants, chemicals, you know, foreign proteins. This is so important for people to understand. And James, I think that, you know, given the lot what's happened in the last 3 years, we've had so many people wake up to the possibility that something else may be wrong. You know, they're kind of like, oh my goodness, have I been lied to my entire life? I had this conversation with my aunt yesterday where she said exactly that. She said, oh my God, we've been lied to forever. I gave my children all of these shots. So it's important for people to kind of come, I keep saying, come back to the basics. It's not basic. It's just come back to where it's all began. This is not new, right, James? I mean, you've known about this all along. It's not new.
No, it's not. So I'm on the next slide showing that long before the MMR vaccine was introduced or pertussis, these diseases were gone already. I had measles when I was in second grade, right? Had it itch for a week, gone. Mumps, I had that too, chickenpox. I had all that stuff naturally in the early 1960s. Here we go. Sanitation, nutrition, hygiene. This is really what cleaned up everything, correct?
I mean, in my opinion, yes. If anybody's read Suzanne Humphrey's book, you know, Dissolving Illusions, she goes through all of that in great detail. If, you know, I think everybody should have that book anyway. But Dr. Tempany's courses, you know what I love about her courses, James? And you know, I think most people who watch her shows feel the same way, is that she really brings it down to layman terms. Like, she really makes it simple. I call it English. She breaks it down into English.
We all need English for the show.
Exactly. The average person, and I mean like any like 18-year-old mom even, could pick up her work and understand it because she simplifies it so much. But yet, you know, we have doctors taking our course, writing us. I have testimonials from doctors saying, I thought so, but man, she really put this into perspective in a way that I could completely understand it. So she simplifies it. So that's what's so great about her work, you know, her eBooks and her courses. So
right.
I really
and then even at conferences, when she's a great speaker, presenter, she really educates and informs and sometimes entertains. It's all needed because this is very dire stuff, right? Here we go.
Very, very true.
Of the United States measles mortality, that created by the 1960s. And
well, this is an eye-opener right there. I mean, how does anybody win an argument against
the vaccine for this? There's no signal of measles anymore, but we need a vaccine, right? And then it skyrockets in the late 70s with the MMR introduction.
Well, you know what that reminds me of, James?
Go ahead.
The award that SMH just got.
Right. So these are the awards. This is the money laundering out in the public view. It's all considered legal. Don't worry. It's all part of Babylon B system. They reward each other. It's all money, money, money. That's their master's money. It's not God. It's not for humanity. Don't let them fool you. That's why I named CDC 3 years ago the COVID death cult. I still call them the COVID death cult. But these vaccine ingredients, aluminum antibiotics, egg protein, formaldehyde, monosodium glutamate, which is the MSG, and thimerosal, among many other things, and is really disgusting. Synthetic, a lot of synthetic stuff, a lot of microcontaminants that Dr. Antoinette Gotti and Montanari found in all vaccines back in 2017 in their study. They found microcontaminants of like stainless steel, copper, electronic waste in vaccine vials at the nanoscale, though. And so they were beginning to poison us through all the other vaccines way back. So when some idiot like Naomi Wolf uses, I'm just going to call her out for what she is, the word adulterated, and Malone jumps in adulterated, and Steve Kirsch jumps in adulterated in October, I called all of them out as controlled opposition. Why? Vaccines have always been adulterated for 50 years. So to claim that now you can sue Pfizer for adulterated vaccines, give me a break. It is a lie and a smokescreen. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, just going back to these problematic ingredients, James, I think there's other ingredients in there that people haven't even considered, not even thought about. Dr. Tempany wrote in her Substack about the disgusting cow stuff in vaccines. Yeah, if you haven't read that yet, you have to go and read that.
Yeah, we got to get the disgusting.
Oh, you're going to show that too? Okay.
Last slides. Yeah, we're going to get into that quickly.
Those are shocking.
So we're going to go through these slides pretty quickly because Michelle, I got a lot of ground to cover, but here it contains. So a lot of these, the flu shots, causes GBS. The flu shots causes shingles. The flu shots cause bursitis in your arm. The flu shots cause insomnia. Those are some of the side effects. But then there are a whole bunch of other side effects here, Michelle. Go ahead.
Respiratory infections, metabolic disorders, connective tissues, nervous system, psychiatric, hello, Guillain-Barre syndrome. Let's not forget death, right? Then you have paralysis, encephalitis, which is the swelling of the brain. Sometimes you see, you know, kids bouncing their heads off the floor. It's brain inflammation. I mean, the list goes on and on. And there's a whole bunch of things here that we didn't include, right? That's not included in this particular little pamphlet there. This is just, you know, these are the basics.
Yeah, so remember the charts we showed, audience, of measles and all these diseases crashing by the early 60s? Well, back in the early 60s, you only had polio and a couple other DTP, you had a couple shots. I remember by the time I was six, I maybe had five shots. Unfortunately, at 8 or 9 months old, I had two shots because I had to travel to Norway. I didn't know Norway was a third world country in 1960. That's the case. So I was poisoned at 8 years, at 8 months old, poisoned, literally. So I'm sure they're toxic, but I wouldn't have another vaccine until 4 or 5 years old. So it wasn't a big deal. But then in 83, they bumped it all up to, you know, like 11. 2016 is about 70 something. And now someone has calculated that if you include all the new COVID shots they want to give you and all the boosters, you're going to, by the time you're 18 years old, you're seeing 100 shots, Michelle.
I mean, what are you going to do? Have a shot for a stung nail, like
a sunburn,
you know, your hair falling out,
poison ivy.
it just gets to a point where it's not laughable because so many kids are suffering from it. It's not laughable. That's not the right word, but
no. In the vaccine rate is skyrocketing. I mean, autism spectrum has gone from 1 in, I guess, a couple hundred, maybe 500 in 2000, you know, when my son was born, all the way up to like now 1 in 20. 1 in 10 in some places. It's just
insane. I think it's even a smaller scale than that. I think, you know, when we were starting all this back in 2019 or so, they were still going crazy about the measles. Do you remember that? Where they're like, the measles is going to kill everybody. We have to mandate them. Everybody's going to die. And they were even like segregating people in the Amish communities because they were not jabbed and they were going after them and different, you know, Orthodox Jews and things like that. And anyways, they were just, New York was a mess. You know, Jersey was a mess.
I mean, no, it was
Brooklyn, the courthouse steps there.
2019, it was in Brooklyn, the Hasidic neighborhood. It was the Orthodox Jewish neighborhood up in Rockland County, Westchester County, where I grew up, right?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it was Samoa. Let's not forget the Samoans.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of the, you know, they didn't have the vaccine passport yet, but they had red flags. So they literally would take a red flag, a communist red flag, stick it out of a Samoan's house to show that they were unvaccinated for measles. This was a dry run for COVID. They knew exactly what they were doing. And of course, they invented the terminology in January 2019. The World Health Organization did. One of the top 10 health threats to the world is vaccine hesitancy. They were trying to program us and condition us to take their shots.
You know, in Quebec, they even started a group that was, they were using doctors like kind of on a scale, like on a hierarchy scale. So the first person would come, if you came to the hospital and you were hesitant, the first person would speak to you and try to convince you, and you would bring all your points and say, this is why I've made this decision. And then that wasn't good enough for them. So then they bring the next guy. And the next guy would come and try to, it almost felt like, you ever sit through one of those timeshare meetings? So that's what they were doing in hospitals where parents were already vulnerable and stressed. And they would come in with this hierarchy of, I'm going to pressure you to death until you do what we want you to do.
Right. They break your will, break your spirit. Exactly. Yeah. I haven't been to, knock on wood, a hospital in a long time, and I'm not going back. Yeah, I'd rather have a pool party and mend my own broken leg or ankle or whatever.
It's terrifying when someone I know has to go in. Terrifying.
No, I don't even bother.
What I experienced, it's terrifying.
Yeah, I don't go see a doctor anymore, to be honest with you. I don't need it. See ya. My body will tell me exactly if something's wrong or right, and I got some ways to deal with it, which are non-pharma for some reason. The disgusting stuff is I love what Sherry does things like this, because this actually really hits home with the people. This is like a billboard. I mean, driving down the highway, and you see the disgusting cow stuff and vaccines. I mean, that's pretty shocking. And we've been hearing.
And most people would not even think about that.
Right. In the meantime, we got the same operators on the climate hoax you know, tells cow farts are bad for the environment, and yet they're putting cow shit, literally, or cow stuff inside vaccines. Go ahead, talk about it.
Yeah, and it's not just cow stuff. It's a great article. Go out and read it. It's fantastic. It's on her Substack. It's on Eye on the Evidence Substack. You guys will love it. But there's also polysorbit 80, which I mentioned too.
Is polysorbit 80 like Roach Killer? Or is that a different product?
Well, they're using this to get things through, right? They're using this to try and that's why we keep talking about the bypassing of the blood-brain barrier. Right.
And they want to bypass your immune system too. And this is why they're injecting you directly.
Exactly.
It totally
I always remind people, you know, because they say, oh, you know, you eat aluminum or you eat this or you eat. Well, do you know the difference between ingest and inject? And if you don't, you need to go and look at that.
Yeah, because your body takes things through the nose, through the skin, right? Through
differently than when it's injected.
Right. And it's through
ask the heroin addict. Ask the heroin addict.
Yeah, but you inject it, it bypasses everything. So we got the disgusting chicken stuff. So you can find this on Sherry's Substack, correct?
Yep. And I really, really encourage you to go and read this. I mean, it's so much. I actually, and I knew this stuff already, and reading it made me gag.
All right. So, I got a question because I haven't read this article yet. I see this MF59. I'd be like, yo, is that Mother Weffer? I'm kidding around, but MF59. A premonition come true. So what is MF59 and what's the premonition that came true?
Well, I'll have to have you read that one because we have so much to cover still. But let's come back to that one in a second. You have another one that's up there.
It's not important. But the point is, there's a lot of disgusting stuff in vaccines. Sherry
exactly.
The master of it. There's even aborted fetus cells and all sorts of things in it.
I was going to say, that was the next one I wanted to show.
Whenever someone says the word adulterated, they're controlled opposition. Vaccines have been adulterated my entire life, forever.
You know, my parent, going back to where my parents are from, they're from a small island in the Azores. Well, the biggest of the small islands in the Azores. And they had all of those infections. You know, they're not diseases, they're infections. Diseases are things like cancers, diabetes. Diseases are things that these shots actually cause.
Yep.
So, you know, like Sherry always says, you know, vaccines don't stop the diseases. They cause diseases. You know, they don't stop infections, but they do cause disease. And that's when you start getting into, like, how many children do you know who have type 1 diabetes, you know, neurological disorders? And even if you don't see immediately some of the damages that they're living with, what's happening with the ones you're not seeing, James? How do you know what that child's going to, what it would have been like, what the potential would have been
diabetes,
if they had not received anything?
Diabetes was really rare in the 60s and 70s in the United States. Very rare. Not anymore. Everywhere, right? And it's not just eating bad foods. Go ahead.
I have moms that called me, moms who, you know, friends of mine who at one point probably thought I was a tree hugger because, like, oh my gosh, Michelle, whatever, you know, we've all had those shots. And like, okay, just, you know, like, just do your own research is all I'm saying. And I've had them come back later and say, please help me. My child got type 1 diabetes after the last shot. My child's having seizures. You know, I can't even count how many have come back and asked me for help.
I guess the blessing in disguise for Operation Warp Speed and COVID-19 is people now are very, I'm talking about everywhere, are really aware of vaccines. So they're not only now most, I'm talking about the ones that are really kind of awake, they're not only looking at the COVID shots, right? The nanotech mass murdering shots. They're also now looking at all other vaccines. They're looking at the schedule, looking at everything. All the mothers, the new mothers and new fathers are actually doing the research finally. We've been trying to do this for 20 years, wake them up. It didn't happen, but now it's happening. So thank you, COVID.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's, again, funny, but not funny. A friend of mine called me this morning and she was talking to me about a family member and said, I didn't know what to say because she came to me really happy and said, look, I avoided all the vaccines for my child that had mercury. And my friend was like, oh my gosh. Okay. I said, did you have any response? She said, I didn't even know what to say. I'm like,
well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made that mistake when he had the World Mercury Project, you know, 15 years ago, thinking that would take care of the vaccine problem. And Andy Wakefield, I love both of them. Andy Wakefield had to sit Bobby down and said, no, there's so much else to this. And eventually Bobby, to his credit, did the research, found out, you know what, Dr. Wakefield's right. And, others are right. He's surrounded by really like a lot of parents who've been have vaccine injured kids or vaccine injured themselves. And he did what? He was person enough, Bobby was, right, to go from World Mercury Project. He closed down that nonprofit and he launched Children Health Defense instead. Just defend the children. Because it's not just vaccines, it's 5G, it's GMO foods, it's glyphosate. There's so many vectors to poison us, especially the young ones. And now a lot of these placentas are finding microplastics in the newborn babies. So what, you know, what are microplastics doing inside women's wombs and stuff? Well, it's part of the pollution to contaminate the world. We have to defeat this enemy. Michelle?
Absolutely. I think that there's been so many things that have been going on all along, as far back as I can remember. Look at margarine. I'm just going to say that, you know, just, you know, back when we were younger, James, and I won't give away our ages so that we don't age ourselves, but, you know, back when we were younger, they were using margarine and that was the great thing, right? Spreadable butter. It's fantastic. It's amazing for you. I didn't know any better. I grew up on that. Now
we,
that
we're all conditioned watching TV, yes, things. My mother, my Norwegian mother, who, you know, Norwegians are dairy fanatics, especially when you come from her generation, right? Before the 1900s. I mean, she grew up with loaves of, she'd buy loaves of bread and come home with no plastic wrapping, right? It wasn't processed. She grew up on dairy, on Norwegian cheeses, all that stuff. Fat is good for you. In fact, absolutely. We've been lied to about sugar and salt. We've been lied to about fat. You think a vegan diet's good for you? It is not. You need fat. You absolutely need fat. Your myelin, your brain myelin, is 75 or 80% fat. You need it. That protects your brain. You don't do it. A vegan's going to go into Alzheimer's because they're starving their own myelin. So for all you vegans out there, you might want to think twice. You might feel good now. Let's see you in 20 years. And I'm serious. I'm not picking on your lifestyle or anything, but you might want to do some research and actually validate the meat part of it, because you're setting yourself up for failure, Michelle.
Well, you know what else? You know, when you said Alzheimer's, children who are autistic, or should I say autistic people, and people who are suffering from Alzheimer's have a common denominator, and that's toxicity, aluminum toxicity in the gut and the brain. So just another little thing to add there.
Aluminum are in most vaccines. So when exactly. It's mercury only, no, well, that's not the only heavy metal in vaccines. So
exactly. I had Dr. Larry Pilevsky come on my show, because I was covering for Dr. T while she was, you know, taking some time to heal from her event last year. And Dr. Larry came on the show, and I loved one of the things that he said. You know, he said, I get asked all the time, or I get, you know, approached all the time by the doctors who say something like, you know, well, there's such a minuscule amount of minuscule traces of that aluminum or that formaldehyde or that thimerosal in these shots. And Larry says, show me the study that shows that those amounts are safe. Where's the study? Doesn't exist.
They can't.
Doesn't exist.
They can cite fake regulations from the mass murdering healthcare system in this country, but they can't actually show a study. There is no safe amount. Zero. That's a safe amount.
You know, but let's be real here. What the public is seeing is they're just going to see whatever the media tells them, and that's truth, unfortunately.
Right. Let's spend 5 minutes talking about the importance of decentralization, because not only does the media need it, the healthcare system needs it. We don't need these gatekeepers that, like you said, that give you a hierarchy or a waterfall of pressure. You go through pressure to do things you don't really need or want to, that are dangerous for you. Big hospitals and big medicine, in my opinion, and big pharma, they're all in trouble. Because when there is a great awakening, when there's a shock awakening of what's really been going on, we've been enslaved through the debt financial system. We have been run by a bunch of satanic pedophiles. I'm serious about this, right? Causing all the wars for the last 150 years. We are run by the theft, the absolute theft of money, the wealth transfer to the oligarchs in 2020 when they destroy the rest of America. You really want to defend these people? Are you sure? And when the money runs out, because the Federal Reserve dies on Monday, just reminding you, the Federal Reserve is no more. How are they going to print money? They're not going to be able to. When that happens, you're going to have the whole system crash. With it, all their fake contracts, mortgages, all of it's going to crash. None of it's going to be worth anything because there's no way to ever pay it off. Right? We have $100 trillion in GDP a year, and we're producing $300 trillion in debt every year. That is unsustainable. You want to talk about unsustainable? That's unsustainable. Michelle. So how important is decentralization? So for instance, I gave you an example before the show started that What we intend to do at decentralized meetings, this is one application, is when someone goes down to the Texas border and takes a video of an event happening, a border breach, a crime being committed, right? What's going to happen at decentralized media, we're going to create a NFT, a non-fungible token, which is a ledger. It is going to timestamp the moment I create that content, whatever it is. It is timestamps, it geolocates, so they know I'm at the Texas border, wherever, south of San Antonio or something. It is then going to geofence it. And I could actually leave a camera at that site, part of the geofencing, and put perimeters and things on it so I can continue to get fed information. What happens is if CBS News in New York, as an example, takes my raw footage, I all have an instant copyright. It goes back to the raw file. This raw file will also defeat deep fakes and it'll defeat media spoofing. So what do I mean by media spoofing? Right? When Joe Biden supposedly ended up in Ukraine, surprise visit to Zelensky a year ago in January or February, it was a sunny day, 60 degrees. It was Joe walking around. You look at the weather report in Ukraine, it was snowing. Well, you can't have both, Joe. So we know Joe Biden was more likely in a London studio on a green screen filming that nonsense. That's basically what took place. So can you imagine now we have this way to validate false deep fake videos, right? No, Trump didn't say that. He actually said this is the original. Here's the date on it. Here's the blockchain, right? And the same thing with media spoofing. We defeat everything. What applications of this technology do you see? This is called the Web 3.0 and it's blockchain based. Go ahead.
I've never seen that before. I'm excited that you're bringing this to the forefront, James. One of the things that we've been talking about is what's happening with AI. Love it or hate it, it's here and it's going to stick around and everybody's using it. But you know, you can use it for good, just like everything else. You can use it for evil too. And I can see a lot of evil being used by this, where they're going to start to manipulate our voices, our faces, place us in places.
Runvik said this, right? When I never did.
Right, exactly. And I could see that happening. So I think this is great that we'll be able to start timestamping things and proving where we are and hopefully proving where we were not. More importantly, I think, because they're going to start using us. I mean, we've seen some of the commercials where the mom is calling the daughter and saying, you know, go here because I'm in danger. And it was all farce, but they were able to manipulate her voice and copy that and call her daughter. I mean, can you just imagine where this could go? And that's like just, you know, that's fraudulent or kidnapping. And now let's take it to a position where now you could be thrown in jail. You know, it's just unbelievable. And it's already to the point where throwing you in jail is like on a scale where you don't even know if you can say something, because something you might say might throw you in jail, like what they want to do with Bill C-63 in Canada, you know, the thought police coming at you. So you don't even know what that scale is. What's the standard? And bring on AI. You said it, you did it, because it sounds like you, looks like you.
Yeah, and now you had a way to actually say, no, I didn't. Here it is. Here's the actual raw file. Here's all the evidence to that date, the moment I said it, the location I said it at, boom, end of conversation. That will get that stuff thrown out, and the police will have a difficult time. They'll have a very difficult time setting people up. FBI will have a real hard time setting people up. This is actually going to be a good thing. This is how we bring the concentration of power back to the people, because we can now defeat deep fakes, defeat fake AIs, you know, actually prove we were actually literally at this location, not at the location you claim, not only based on your phone, but based on the files you're creating. It's a beautiful thing, Michelle.
Absolutely. And you know, hopefully it's going to combat some censorship too, because we feel it. James, you know, we were canceled on just about everything. There are people who had Dr. T on their shows and got canceled because they had, you know, it's
crazy.
And I, you know, you kind of look at it like, oh, it's kind of a badge of honor, because I guess we were standing right over the target. I guess we were telling the truth. So, you know, what I can say is, look, these are the people you got to listen to, because if they're being canceled out there, if we have to go through all these measures to protect what we're saying and where we're saying it and how we're saying it, then those are the people you should be listening to. Go and listen. There's truth obviously being suppressed, and you got to get in on it. And again, I'm just going to say again, this is why those courses are so important. When you have it up here, they'll never get rid of it. Get it in your mind. print it. Get it on paper, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get back to like, so, and James, like if we could, like, this is a solution. Let's talk about solutions for a second here. You know, let's get back to, we talked about team, build your team, know who your team is, who you're going to bring in when you need it the most. Know where you're, you know, have your bug out bags, have your prep courses, understand what you need, you know, what's protect you, protect your family, protect your information. It's so important. It's, and the censorship is so real that we really gotta, we've brought everything in house, James. I'm sure you've done the same thing where all our information is sitting inside of drtempany.com or learningforyou.org, because we had to, we have to bring it in there to protect it. And for you, the everyday people, you and me, James, too, keep it up here, learn, keep educating yourselves, keep the information and be articulate in what you're saying. Understand what you're saying. If you don't, print it. Remember paper and pen? Print it. Get it out.
In a highlighter.
And a highlighter. James, I couldn't get you through. I couldn't have gotten through university without my highlighters. You know, I don't know how these kids are doing it on computers. I can't. I don't understand. I have to. There's something about the brain and writing things down. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do it. I would not have liked being a young person in today's society because it would not be me. But anyways, just guys, get back to the basics. Go and learn. Get yourself educated. Do whatever you can to tune in to people like James, people like Dr. T, who are being censored. It's so important. And remember, you know, Dr. Tempany always says, lean into God, right? Lean into God.
Yeah.
And just trust. You know, she keeps talking about fear not. And it's true. Look, James, our days are numbered. We don't know when that number is up. So live your life. Just live your life. But at least start to take actions to, yes, protect yourself. Have your basics, know your information, get your education. Hey, which by the way, I don't know if I told you this. You know, remember a few years ago, Dr. Tempany did the 40 mechanisms of injury?
Yeah, I remember that.
I want to remind people of that. Because in April of 2021, she said, this is going to cause bang, 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 bang. At that point, she had listed 20. I don't even, you need more than 20, really? She listed 20. And this is in 2021. James.
Yeah, I know.
Fast she forward was, 2 years, people are like, oh, guess what? It causes infertility. Well, I'm like, you're kidding.
Well, Michelle, when I was writing for Vaxxer back in 2019, Sherry and I knew a pandemic was coming. We literally knew.
I remember that.
So so Sherry and I like, let's go with Ebola2020.com. So she registered a domain name, but it was in December of 2019, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were working on that. We were working on that platform.
And I was ready to go with it.
That website.
I'm sure it's coronavirus. First of all, we knew it was coming 2020. We didn't know it would be the first week. Let's be honest.
Kidding.
We had no idea. Like, really? It was what? It's not Ebola? Fauci's been talking about Ebola for 5 years.
What?
It's coronavirus? I've had coronavirus. Common cold. What, are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, that's what Sherry said. She said, no. We actually waited to talk for a few weeks because she's like, no. They're not going to use a coronavirus. There's no way. No. Like, are you serious? You know, we have solutions for that. So it was just shocking that happened, but I mean, look what it took us through. Right. But you know, anyway, if anybody wants to listen to that course, we're doing, we're live streaming 20 of the 40 mechanisms of injury, on brightyou.com. So just go to brightyou.com. You can sign up. I think it starts tomorrow, but you have to sign up for it and you'll get to watch 20 of those 40. Again, guys, just learn, please learn. Because as much as you think you know, you don't.
And yeah, like, no, really, we're you know, us, we the people are fighting this evil. We have to share information. We have to learn from each other. We have to crowdsource stuff, right? So that's what you need to do. Go to drtenpenny.com. Like Michelle said, all of social media handles, the real ones, are there. And yep. You can learn a lot. Michelle, God bless you. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you. God bless you. All the things that you've done, all the work you've done, and you've really put yourself out there. Thank you, James.
And the last piece of advice, everyone, is be like Michelle's father, right? Wear those very nice shoes on a snowy day. You never know in life. You got to enjoy.
Absolutely.
Thank you.